One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samarian. Samarian. And Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak.
Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's time again for your favorite Sunday late night 11 p.m. radio show. Considering that there's probably not too many of these shows at 11 p.m. on the radio at night, we're probably your favorite one. And it's time for Rant Speak on Rant Radio Talk with your host, myself, Samarian, and your host, Smokehouse, who's going to be on here in a couple seconds as soon as I dial him up on Skype, which is now available for Linux. So all our Linux listeners can now phone into us. They're silent no longer, which is wonderful. Maybe it'll increase our average IQ of listeners and people phoning in, which would be nice. Tonight's music in behind I always play some music in behind, some new music that I get for putting on to Rant Radio Industrial. This one is the band is God Module, and the album is Artificial 2.0. Decent band. A little bit yelly for me, but they've got really, really good music. They just need to tone down the singing a little bit, maybe. So let's give Smokey a call here. Hopefully he didn't fiddle with his sound card again this week and mess with all the settings again. I'll probably have to turn down the volume on Smokey. Let me just bring up the overall volume here.
Hello?
Smokehouse. Oh, Smokehouse.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm in the distance. Here we are.
There you go.
How you doing?
I am whipped.
You're whipped. Wiped or whipped?
Means the same thing.
In that part of the world? Okay. Because usually, if you said whipped in this part of my world, it'd be like, who? By who? Who are you whipped by?
Well, there is that, but you should know better.
Yes, very true. You wouldn't be whipped by anybody.
No, you know, that's only if a girl would, you know, like me. So.
Oh, play it up, Smokies, play it up.
That's right. Girls don't like me. Only when they want stickers and
only when they want
their name.
Only when they want something, right?
Yes. Then when they get what they want, they leave me.
See, you have to learn something from that. Just don't give them what they want. Then they leave anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Damn it, well, you just can't win.
You're like, well, fine, I'll just get it from somebody else then.
You just have to make what you have very exclusive.
That's right. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome to the show. No, before everyone asks, there is no patrolling this week because I was working on something else. So yeah, you thought you would get one a week after you got another one, but no, you're not that lucky. I never said I would definitely get it. I'd try, but I never say I definitely get anything now. People
no,
hold me
don't.
To it. People hold me to it, and I go, no, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Even when he says that he really, really might, that means he won't. So.
Yeah, a 10% chance I'll actually get it done, because, well, I have a life, too, or I try to have a life, you know. I don't have much of a life, you know. It's all rant. Almost all of it.
You have more of a life than I do, and that's even worse.
Yeah, no kidding. So, welcome to Rant Speak. It's 11 p.m. in my time of the world, and it's various times all over the rest of the globe.
Yes, it's 1 a.m. in my time, in my place of the world.
Yeah, I like phoning Smokey in the middle of the night and disturbing him. At least you're not sleeping, right? That'd be great. I'd wake you up in the middle of the night every time.
I kind of wish I was tonight. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, I am very tired tonight. I have a headache coming on. I know it won't actually turn into one, but I can feel it just pounding there.
But it's my own fault because I have a few drinks with friends, so...
Turning into a little alcoholic there.
Well, no, it's part of my family culture. We're a drinking people.
I see,
okay. Yeah, and when people come over, we have drinks, and it's just one of those things.
People come over a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a busy place here.
I see. So, the people in the IRC, actually, if you want to get into the IRC, you can download an IRC client and then go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or, if you're a little bit slower than the rest of them, you can go to the rantradio.com, click on community, and click on chat, and type in your name, and you'll be in there as well. And
you can I think the IRC admin from other side is actually listening this evening.
Oh, yeah, I think there is one, Liquid Blue.
Yeah, he's been hanging out in the channel quite a bit.
Yeah, he's joined. I think
just because there's a lot of us, dude, doesn't mean it's a cool place.
No, it doesn't mean that. Yeah, just because we're the most populated place on here, just means there's a lot of monkeys hanging around.
But thanks.
But the people who did make it into the IRC tonight, and there's a decent amount tonight, not too bad. Tech Tricks, Spunko, a whole bunch of new names. Corodius, Evil Spork, Baby Bear, Liquid Blue, Corodius, I think I said that. Super Dude, Evil Spork, Mr. Chicago, Purden, Jib Cat, let's see, Desert Runner, Sam Vega, and that is the people who are talking, because I just say the people are talking because it's a lot easier than saying 69 names. Way too hard.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, because I mean, if they're just idling, oh well, too bad for them. Yeah, so sad. And you can get to our webpage, RantSpeak, and download all the archives and listen to all the glorious past shows that we've done.
And what a wonderful webpage it is.
It is glorious and beautiful and it takes you right to what you need, just the downloads. That's all you need, really.
It's almost what you would call GeoCities. That's how awesome.
Shut your mouth. It's better than that. At least it doesn't have any ads. There you go. One up on GeoCities.
Or MIDI tunes.
Yeah, I've left off the MIDI tunes. I was so tempted, you know, to put in some really bad 80s music.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if somebody made a MIDI tune just for us?
The RantSpeak MIDI song?
Yeah.
Don't waste your time. I won't put it on there if you do make one.
No, but we can make it downloadable. That'd be fun.
There you go. Yeah, somebody wants to do that. The official MIDI song of RantSpeak, downloadable on our webpage. And I don't even care how crappy it is because it's there for download.
Who's fumbling with their mic today? It's not me.
Sorry. I've been banging them two mics. I have to speak into two mics, one for you and one for the rest of the world.
Yeah, but see, I'm just irritating you. I don't give a shit. You can do it all you want.
That's true. Just bang, 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 bang. Only you can hear this, Smokey. Ha ha. And you can also go into our forums, which are dead. So I don't really care about the RantSpeak forums too much. But you can go into the rest of the forums. Just click on forums from the
But you know what, though, dude?
What?
I found the show on Kazaa.
One of our shows.
Yeah, I did.
Which one? Is it like number one or just some random one? Or
I don't remember. It was some random one.
That is
no way.
That is. I can't believe you're actually looking for it, expecting it to find it.
No, I wasn't. I was just killing time.
Just looking for like Rant Radio or whatever.
And, yeah, I just typed in Rant, and that's the only thing that came up.
What? No Sean Rants.
Nope, just this show. I'm like, hello, ego. Nice to meet you.
That is very, very odd. Well, that's good. Somebody likes us enough to share us around. Because you'd have to actually physically go out of your way to put that in your sharing folder, right? Because that's the only way it really gets there. Nice. Very nice.
That kicks ass.
That does kick ass. People can get involved in Rant Radio because we do need your help. We're a small operation, but we'd like to be a tiny bit bigger with some help from you people.
A small operation that needs more people. That's what we are.
Yes. You can just send in your pictures, because we like your pictures, but there are some rules. So click on the pictures on the Rant Radio page, and you can read the rules, but you can send in your picture to info@rantradio.com, which is my email address.
And hopefully you can read.
Yes, reading
because
is...
Because the rules are important.
Yeah, reading is a requirement here at Rant Radio. I know a lot of you have a little bit of trouble, but most of you just listen to the show and are able to click and know the links. But, you know, try and learn a little bit while we're doing this. We're an educational program.
That's what we like to tell ourselves.
Yeah, we're edutainment. That's it. That's the buzzword.
Infotainment.
Yeah, infotainment is more like it. We don't tell you, educate you about anything. Or you can, if you listen overseas, I hate giving this out because there's so many people emailing now, and I have to update it all the time. But if you are overseas, you can send in your name, city, and country to my email address, info@rantradio.com, and overseas qualifies if you're not in Canada or the U.S., because that's where all our listeners are. Well, the ones that are the regulars. You can also tell somebody about Rant Radio. That is the easiest thing to do.
That's the best thing to do.
It is the best thing. Don't berate them. Don't shove it in their face. But, you know, if somebody likes the internet, then it maybe would be interested in some listening to stuff at work or at home while they're working or something. That is a cool way to spread the word. And we have a lot of projects that are needing doing. If you could post that link in the IRC, because we always need help. Like I said, we're a small operation, and there's a couple jobs that, well, they don't pay or anything. You get the glory.
No.
You get the glory of working for us. You can put it on a resume. It's still, you know, it's like volunteer, just like we're doing. Volunteer.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. I'm afraid to put it on. I'm afraid to put it on a resume.
Oh, really?
Because the first person that goes there is going to see, like,
that's true.
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and I'll be dead meat.
They'll be like, who is this Sean fellow? Do you know him? You're like, no, no, I don't. I don't, no, I don't know.
No, I just do paperwork. We don't talk.
I'm a paper pusher there. He's like a DJ. I don't talk with him. Yep.
Who's this guy with the F word in his name?
He's rude. He's a bad man. Send in you can also help this show out specifically, and you can send in your news stories to us, to me,
info at rant radio.
I did a little slip up there
because I got some more this week, and don't do that.
Yeah, Smokey doesn't want to read them. I need to put them in the outline so Smokey doesn't want them. It's info@rantradio.com. if you don't know what we talk about, listen later on the show. You'll get an idea of what kind of stories we talk about here. We need some bandwidth really, really badly.
Really badly, more than you know.
Because both the punk station and the industrial station are perpetually full, and people emailing me saying they can't get on it, so it kind of makes me sad that they can't listen to it. So if you have bandwidth that you can install something on a box, you have it hosted, you're at an ISP, you are going to school somewhere, you're at a workplace that has a lot of uploads, it can't be a residential line because it doesn't work, it's too slow. So if you fit those criteria, info@rantradio.com, and we'll set you up. DJs, we need lots of DJs. Talk to Smokey if you're a DJ.
I want good DJs.
That's right.
Please.
People who can talk, people who can play music, people who have a brain in their head, and can type as well. It's very important that you can communicate with Smokehouse and the listeners.
If you don't communicate me by letter first, you'll be screwed.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of typing skills. Not many, but a little bit.
That's your first impression.
Yeah, and it's always the most important one.
Did you ever listen to that the last demo I told you to listen to?
No, I haven't.
Just for giggles?
It's really funny. Like, it's funny in a sad way.
It's not funny. It's just bad.
It's so bad that it's worth listening to.
And you wondered why I got so angry. And if you listened to it, you'd understand why.
Smokey got really angry at this person.
And I mean, you always yell at me because you get too mad. And I'm like, no, man, you don't understand.
Yeah, right? So I have to listen to this to know why you got so mad.
I mean, that's like I told you, there's something called aggressively stupid.
Yeah, and we warn these people. You have to put a little bit of effort forward. You can't just go on the mic and talk about nothing. You have to think about what you're going to say a little bit beforehand.
It was nothing, and it was kind of racist, and it was.
So they think we're that kind of a station that we would support that kind of stuff.
No, they thought they were funny racist.
Okay.
And I know funny racist too because I'll do it myself, but this just wasn't funny.
Yeah, you got to know the limits. You got to know what's tasteful and what you can get away with. And
they were kind of just telling me what they were going to do and not what they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
Which I really hate that.
Yeah. Hey, Smokey, really you want me to send in a demo? Yeah, we want you to send in a demo. I want to be a DJ. Well, then tell us about yourself. Don't just say you want to be one. Be one!
Well, I mean, in the demo, they'd say, well, this is what I'm going to do in our show and this and that.
Oh, like, they said that in the demo? Oh,
yeah.
So like, funny.
It's like, just fucking do it.
It is the demo.
That's what the whole thing is.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Just do it.
Anyway, enough bitching about people.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Do you have any news you want to talk about? Stuff?
The Freak Show ended today. It was their last show today.
Oh, no. That's always
and,
sad.
Well, yeah, but I imagine they'll be back. Just give them some time.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Shows come, shows go.
Is it the most intelligent show on the planet? No, but I always liked it.
Yeah.
It had its place.
Cool.
That means Mark and Daryl will be moving back an hour.
Okay.
We'll be carrying their entire 4 hours.
Oh, wow. That is quite a load.
And this week, I don't remember which day it runs on because my head's so crowded, but Binary Revolution will be having their 1 year anniversary show.
Really? I thought they've been on for a lot longer than that.
No, 1 year, 52 straight weeks.
Wow, that's really good.
He hasn't missed one show.
Now there's dedication. That is awesome.
I can't say anyone else has done that, not missed one show.
And that's a good show. I like that show. They're very professional.
And it's on all the time.
Yes. We run their repeats because they're very good. So, let's see. Of course, Patrolling came out last week. And you can go to that, patrolling.rampmedia.ca. And you can download episode 1 and 2 and enjoy it. Let's see. Let's go down here. Oh, it's only a month away now. Las Vegas. We're going to Las Vegas, Rant is, with Sean and Anki. We're going to drive down there over about a week and a half period and shoot some film on the way down, shoot some film while we're there, and be dead tired on the way back and drive as fast as we can.
But that's good for you.
It is. Once in a while, you got to get out and really stress yourself out about stuff.
Nothing like good road travel.
A good road trip.
It.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to stop off at a lot of places. We factored in some time to go down and stop off at cool places that we're going to look up, you know, good for filming.
What would these cool places be?
We don't know that. I just told Sean today to do some research on that. Somewhere like in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada. We're going to dip pretty far down into California this time because of the extra time. Before, when I went to Burning Man the last two times, just skirting the top of California, which was mostly just very flat, dry, boring areas. But we're going to hug the coast this time all the way down because the last two times down to Burning Man, boring. Just forests and no coastline, very boring stuff. So
California is fun. I like it. I haven't been there in a while, but
yeah,
it's a nice place.
So if anybody is in our path on the way down, we're going to go down I-5 pretty much straight. I believe that's the one that goes along the coastline.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So if you're along I-5 or just off I-5, maybe drop me a line, info@rantradio.com, and maybe we can hook up or something. I know there was Wagga War. I think that's his name. That was in Oregon that we met last time on the way down.
Wagga War, by the way, I got an email from him.
Yeah.
He wants you and Sean to come to his wedding, and I'm like, dude.
That's tough. It's in Oregon. That's really tough.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, first of all, I don't like
weddings. It's hard to get Sean to answer an email, okay?
Yes.
Let alone come to a wedding, so.
Yeah, two states away, yeah.
It's not that any of us don't like you, it's just that it's unlikely.
Yeah, we thank you very much for the invitation, but oh my god, that's very tough. Yeah, last time, in 2003, last year, I went down and met Wagga War. He took us to lunch, it was so awesome. I met his girlfriend, who I'm presuming that he's marrying, and she was really nice, and they treated us to lunch, a sideslide myself. Very cool, so thank you for the invite, and maybe we can meet up on the way down, and you can feed us again, mahaha.
Yeah, you're a cheap feed. So.
Oh yeah, very, very cheap. I eat, you know, any vegetation, leaves, grass. Just pick a handful, put it in a bag, and just give it to me as we pass by. I'm good for the week. We added some new videos into Rant TV, which needs sorely some updating.
And oh, yes, we did.
Yes.
And we couldn't think of the name of it last week.
No, but I got the name of it. I've got the links of it this week. It's from Portland Indie Media. Indie Media, very cool site. I'm going to be browsing through that some more for some cool videos.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So I think I put in four or five videos from here. I'll probably be putting in some more. And if you could post the link to that, and everyone can download them themselves.
Working on it.
And I got actually a complaint about one of the videos that I just put into rotation on Rant TV. And
which one is that?
Let me just... Actually, I should read that one.
Was it the one I complained about?
I think it was the same. It was the same one, actually, yeah. And they didn't...
Well, I can't imagine why.
They didn't leave their email address or name, so they're very anonymous. I watched about half a minute, so he gave it a very good watching, I'm sure, of some woman with a bandana over her face crying about how the corporate media was oppressing the people, or some sort of bullshit to that effect. Although she never quite explained how the people were being oppressed. Well, that's because you only watched half a minute of it. Do you people even know why you cry anymore, or are you just out of reasons to cry, so you have to use the generic rants to give you a reason to get out of the house every day? Government is a representation of the people, and it's true that there's an element of corruption, but do you really think you have had the chance to run the country? Although you may have good intentions, there won't be a single member of your party that would be interested in taking that power for purely selfish, corrupted reasons. Etc. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
I think we
should talk about this for a minute.
Okay.
I will say I, for one, do not support this woman in this video, for those of you who have seen it. Because anyone who goes to a protest and, like, puts a bandana on their face and when nobody else is, it's kind of asking for trouble. Especially if you go in a group, because why would you cover your face unless you're going to do something wrong?
So you're opposed to the right to privacy? To blocking your face from the millions of cameras in our society? And
Well, no, I'm not. But when they say, well, I don't know why this draws attention to me, that's kind of stupid.
Yes, that is stupid. It obviously draws attention to you. If you're holding a big sign up, if you're shouting, if you got a megaphone, you're protesting in the streets, you obviously want to draw attention to yourself.
See, that's my whole point. If you go there and you look a lot different than anyone else, and then you say, well, I don't know why they're drawing attention to us. Well, then you're just kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's like people who have either tattoos, mohawks, things through their nose and ears, and then they get mad at people because they're all up in their face. Oh, what do you have? What's that all about, right? And people are asking questions like, leave me alone. Well, people are gonna ask.
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole point. I mean, if you don't want people to talk to you, you know, don't go dressed like that.
Yes.
I don't like protests at all because I think they're stupid.
Usually they do pretty much nothing because the regular media ignores them.
They don't really accomplish anything. So it's like I've always said, if you want to do something, put on a suit and get inside because that's where all this stuff happens.
Yeah, and don't get corrupted.
But if you stand up in a crowd and hold up a sign, no one's going to pay attention to you.
No, it's pretty blasé now, and most of the media, unless you are starting shit, like burning things or assaulting people, which is not what you want to portray anyway, you're not going to make it on the general news. So it's either you'll get no coverage or bad coverage. Pick one.
Oh, and then there was the one part where they said, I don't know why they showed the part of them burning the flag on the news like 15 times.
I wonder why.
Oh, I can't imagine why. Because that's the worst possible thing you can do.
Yeah, and they'll obviously show that on anything burning, any kind of... Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, do I think it should be legal? Sure. But do I think people should really do it? No.
No, there's probably more effective ways. Me, at this time, I don't know what the effective ways are, other than going in and infiltrating them directly and finding out what makes them tick and trying to...
And I mean, that burning the American flag is something that upsets a lot of people.
And they do it to draw attention, of course.
Yeah, and then they go, why are you bothering me? Well, shit, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just the simple things like that that annoy me.
Yeah.
Because it seems to elude people like that for some reason.
Okay.
But that's my opinion.
Yeah. The next news item, a very, very big thing for me, because I've been working on this for the past forever. Well, since the last CD. Porn on Beta's new album is out as of right now. So if you could post that link in the IRC, and it is absolutely free. Anybody can download it. Go to the Porn on Beta site, pornonbeta.com. I'm the singer in the band, if you didn't know. It's kind of electronic EBM music. Some of you will hate it. Some of you will love it. But a lot of people have been waiting for it. So there it is. You can share it. You can burn it. You can give it out to people. Do whatever you want with it. It's there for free for anyone. And that applies for our first album as well. Anything Porn on Beta does, because, well, I'm not part of the music industry. I am a musician who enjoys making music, and if other people like it, then go for it.
Because you're not in it for the money, right?
No, I'm in it because I like making music. Very few artists actually make money. Only the very, very, very top artists do, and all the rest have actual other jobs. So
here's a question I've been wanting to ask you, though, and I might as well ask you in front of everybody.
Sure.
If somebody asked you to do a commercial, would you do it?
A commercial? Probably not. Because
what if it was for something that you used and you liked?
Still probably not.
Probably not? What if they offered you, like, several $1 million?
It of course, depend on what it is, but more often than not, probably not. I wouldn't do that.
Even if it's something that you use, like, every day and that you like. Like, this is a good product, I use it.
It's just so tacky doing commercials, because money is not really that important to me. If I have enough money to, like, drive my car around, pay my rent, have some food, buy a computer once in a while, and some video cameras and stuff, I'm cool. I have no desires to be absolutely rich. Like, it doesn't do anything for me.
I mean, what if you poured a bunch of it into this?
Then it would be dirty money. And it would have to be made on my terms. Most likely just people buying stuff I make because they like what I make, not people buying other stuff that somebody else made and I just put my face on it because people know me or whatever.
Not even if it was like a Dr. Pepper commercial. How about that?
No, definitely not.
No.
We used to joke about that, but I would never actually do it. Maybe back in the day I would have, but my views have changed quite dramatically.
They couldn't have gone any further off to the left than they already are.
They're pretty leftist. They are extremely leftist, believe me.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine that.
people... A beef commercial. Yeah, I'm going to endorse meat. I think so. I'll be... Hey!
I think we're on the same page on that one, though, now. I think.
Yes. Pretty much. In the main points, I think, we're on the same page. And, of course, the big thing. This weekend, Michael Moore's movie, Fahrenheit 9/11. It's inevitable. It's going to come up in the show, of course. I saw it twice, actually, on opening night with Sparky, and today, a couple hours ago, with Sean, because he was working on the opening night, so I thought I'd take him out. I bought tickets for Sean and his wife, and we went and saw Fahrenheit 9/11, and it was better the second time around, because I wasn't looking at all the pretty pictures. I was actually taking it in a bit more, and I'd read his book, which the movie is pretty much based on. He was probably working on it at the exact same time he was filming, because this filming took place over many years. The book was Dude, Where's My Country? Very good book, and I actually bought it in Europe, and I was at the train stations sitting around, so I've actually read the book twice and now seen the movie twice. So I know a little bit about the movie. It's all down to clever... Oh, Smokey's gone. No wonder he's not saying anything. Let me just call him again. Maybe his connection gave out. It's a conspiracy.
That's about right.
It's a conspiracy. Yeah, Michael Moore kicked you off.
Yeah, he's gonna sue me now.
Don't talk disparagingly about Michael Moore.
Oh, where were we? You were going to say something.
I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
Pass on. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was talking behind your backs, praising Michael Moore.
I'll catch you later.
His movies are very entertaining, and that's why people go and see him. People who hate him, people who love him, they both go and see the movies, which is great for him, right? Because they're very entertaining, very well done, very well put together.
That they are. I'll give them that.
But just like just about everybody, even the news media, any news media you catch, he is biased towards...
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He's very, very biased. It's a movie completely about calling down Bush. How can you make a movie about calling down Bush without being biased?
Yeah.
And, of course, Bush is biased towards what his interests are.
Oh, sure.
Of course. So everyone is biased. It's very difficult to be unbiased in today's... in any time, because facts are not necessarily facts. Is there anything that's a fact? It's always a perspective from one side to the other. The only way you can be really unbiased is present many, many different views, and then everyone take it... and read all these things and take it on for themselves. But that's only done on your own accord. Everyone has to do that on their own.
Yeah, I just know his edits occasionally are a bit steep.
They're very steep in this movie. Oh, they put pictures of Bush answering questions of other people being interviewed, and of course everything that Bush says gets a huge laugh on the screen.
Yeah, he edits a lot. Really, really...
Cleverly.
I know the right word for it. He just butchers stuff. And it's real easy to do, you know.
Yep. And he does it without libeling himself.
Well, no, he's just waiting for us to do that so he can sue us.
but yeah. It's enjoyable. Have you seen it yet?
No. I'll see it, but I won't pay to see it.
Okay. Well, you'll see it. You'll see it one way or the other. But very enjoyable, and I actually should go seek out his first couple movies as well. I haven't actually seen them, like Roger and Me and whatever the other ones is.
Mm-hmm.
So, very enjoyable. I suggest people go and watch it just for the footage that he got, and because it's very funny as well. Listener feedback. Let's play the intro that Smokey loves so much.
Even as weird, even as awesome, and even as weird, and I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
Thank you, Strong Bad. Sure, you've gotten a billion emails about this already, but you don't have to die to win a Darwin Award. You only need to take yourself out of the gene pool. Lots of guys won because of stupid things they did, resulting in their sterilization. Thank you, Melakin. Yes. So, I said that last week about some news story. They took themselves out of the gene pool by dying, and I said that's the only way to win. But obviously not. Just as long as you don't breed anymore.
Sterilization is just as good, if not better.
Yes, because then you still suffer and you're alive. From the forums, this is very cool. I didn't copy down who posted this.
Mm-hmm.
I should actually just go there because I need to read some of his name out and stuff like that, because this is quite an undertaking he did. Well, it looks like an undertaking anyway. I don't know how big of an undertaking it was. It was very cool. It is called the Rant Box, and it's a modification of the Xbox. And he says, it's a start. I replaced the Jewel logo on my Xbox with a Rant Radio sticker. Thanks, Sim. The Xbox is modded. It has XBMC with a bunch of Sean K. Rants, Divers, Hack TV, Patrolling, and SKTFM. We'll add Rant Radio Shoutcast streams and eventually make an Evolution X Rant Media theme unless one already exists. And if you look in the forum there, a little bit more down, he actually posts a video of it actually working, which is very cool. It's not a very good video, actually. He mostly talks about all his computers that he has around the Xbox, but it does show a screenshot of it running.
Yeah, so, it's not hard to do, but it's very, very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool that somebody went out of their way and actually made that. Very nice.
Having us on their Xbox is pretty cool.
It is very cool.
I mean, because you could put us on any old computer, but it's like, no, I want it on my Xbox too.
Yeah, this takes a little bit more effort than that.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much. And Smokey requested this next one, so I'll let him read it.
I think we should save those until the end.
Okay.
Like when we get the phone call.
Okay, sure. So the first news item, which I have to paste into my browser because I am lame once again because I am too damn busy. I just go through the week and collect all these links and then post them in there. And I'm supposed to get these news stories and then I can print them out so Smokey can follow along. Well, you can follow along as well if you just click on them. Court rules. If the police ask, you must give your name. The High Court rules 5-4 that officers can arrest people who won't reveal their identity. So this kind of goes along with that video we were talking about earlier. Washington. U.S. citizens do not enjoy a constitutional right to refuse to reveal their identity when requested by police. In what may become a major boost to U.S. law enforcement and anti-terrorism efforts, the U.S. Supreme Court Monday upheld a Nevada law. Oh, we're going to Nevada. How unfortunate. That makes it a criminal offense for anyone suspected of wrongdoing to refuse identify himself or herself to the police. Civil libertarians see the decision as a significant setback, and it remains unclear to what extent it may open the door to the issuing of national identification cards or widespread identity operations keyed to terrorist profiling at bus terminals, train stations, sports stadiums, and on city streets. So, very scary stuff. You are not allowed to, even if you're doing nothing wrong, you must identify yourself to the police or risk getting arrested. And the ironic thing about that, once you're arrested, you actually gain the right back by, you're allowed to, what is it now? It's totally lost my mind.
You just right to remain silent.
Yeah, right to remain silent. But before you're arrested, you have to give your name or you're going to be arrested. So,
well, the rule of thumb is like, don't mess with cops, because if you don't mess with cops, they won't mess with you.
Exactly.
Really, they won't.
Usually. And this, actually, if you follow this story down the garden path, it's very interesting. It goes to, where's his name? Larry Hibble. If you do a search on Larry Hibble, it goes to a website which shows the video that sparked all of this. He's just standing on the side of the road. Police comes up to him and says, what's your name? And he's like, I don't want to give my name. Why? Am I under arrest for something? No, we're just doing an investigation. We need your name. And he's like, well, I don't want to give my name unless you're charging me with something. There's nothing wrong here. And he's just pulled off to the side. And he's like, am I on the road? Am I pulled off wrong? What are you charging me with? And police just become more and more aggressive with him until they place him under arrest for not revealing his name. At that point in time, it was not illegal to not give your name. You could be anonymous. It's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Don't mess with me. What's your problem? And they take his daughter out of the car as well, out of his truck. They actually forcibly hold her in the truck at first. She's screaming, trying to get out of the truck. The police officer has his leg on the door, will not let her out while her dad is being talked to by the police.
Okay, that's not cool.
And then finally, when she does get out, they slam her onto the ground and handcuff her, put a knee in her back, and will not let her see her father, will not tell her what's going on. None of these people are actually doing anything wrong whatsoever. They were never told that they were under arrest. It is totally horrific video of police abusement of power. Or perception of power, anyway.
Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because it does. But it most does. Of the time.
Yeah, police are fine. You don't mess with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's always bad apples, and of course they pop up, and you see them on the news all the time.
Yeah, those are the ones that end up on the news. The good cops never do.
Oh, yeah.
The poor guys.
Yeah, 6 o'clock news. This cop was good. Yay! Of course, that doesn't make news, because, you know, lighting flags on fire makes news. And beating people up makes news.
Yeah.
Let me get the next story. So definitely follow that link and watch the video, and you'll get upset too, and It's crazy. This next one, Congress looks out for Hollywood. Thank you, because they need it. Congress advanced or passed several bills this week that would increase penalties for infringing copyright and outlaw devices and software that could be used to illegally copy and distribute content. The legislation will also protect computer users from identity theft and the spread of spyware. They always do that. The good with the bad in these bills. So half the people are voting for one thing, half the people are voting for the other thing, and the whole thing gets passed. The Senate introduced the Induce Act, which critics say would ban file-sharing networks and stymie the introduction of any technology that could be used to copy and distribute copyrighted works. In addition, the Senate passed the Pirate Act. Can you believe they called it that? The Pirate Act, which would make it easier for the feds to go after file swappers. And on Friday, it passed a bill that would throw anyone caught videotaping a movie in the theater into prison for 3 to 10 years. You're going to prison because you are videotaping a corporation's product. You're going to prison. The government supports the movie industry this much that they will throw you in prison for doing this. You are a threat to society. You are a menace that deserves to be segregated from the regular population. Can you believe that?
Well, 3 to 10 years is a bit strict.
Just a little bit strict.
Me in jail for like a month, maybe.
Yeah, or...
That's straighten them up.
Yeah, just a little bit. But even then...
But you're, 10
it's
years.
It's a corporation you're going up against. You're not injuring a person. You're injuring the profits of a company that the government is protecting. Maybe a fine. That would be, you know, for percepted lost profits, which may or may not occur from somebody copying the movie, that I could maybe understand. But
yeah, the funny part of that is you're not really hurting their profits at all. Because when I went to the movies a few weeks ago to see Riddick,
yeah,
before the movie started, they were showing, you know, just like the ads and stuff that they show. And they were talking about how much money movie advertising makes in the theater, like cinema advertising.
Yeah.
And it said that it was like a record year for movie sales.
Yes, it was.
And then right after they showed that, they did this little spot on how the movie industry was losing money on piracy.
You get that stuntman guy all the time?
Yeah, it was a stuntman, dude.
Fucking stuntman guy. You know they have 10 commercials. They only show that one. It totally pisses me off. At least show a different one. I'm sick of that guy. It shows you how many times I actually go to the theater. Tons. I go to the stuntman guy. He's making lots of money. The movie industry is making more money than ever on DVDs and in the theater. So shut the fuck up. Have a cup of STFU.
I mean, that was the funny part, was they had just shown something that said they're making more money than they ever have.
Yeah. And then they're complaining.
Then they show, yeah.
Because like, they're not making more.
Off.
Oh, it angers me so much. Every time everybody boos in the theater, every time that commercial comes on.
Yeah.
Because who are you talking to? You're talking to the people that are already paying money in the theater.
Yeah, everybody boos and fires up their video camera.
Oh, my God. It's insane. I can't stand it.
And I know.
And I'm stalling. Here we go. This is great. Microsoft patents body power. Forget.
Okay.
Forget the Matrix. You don't need to worry about that. Microsoft's well ahead. They've already patented body power, so they're gonna put. They've got it ready. Microsoft has apparently succeeded in patenting human skin as a new type of network. InSource magazine claims the recently awarded United States patent number blah 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 is a method and apparatus. Is a method and apparatus for transmitting power and data using the human body. Does that sound familiar? Like a Matrix-y kind of thing using power from the human body? Yeah. The patent, it says...
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah. It says, forms a part of a new project to link several devices using human tissue as the connector. So without your knowledge, Microsoft has actually patented your skin. Yeah, good stuff. As an example, Microsoft claims it would be possible to have one speaker for an individual's watch and a portable radio. if they're both connected to that speaker through the skin. Microsoft adds that separate devices would be powered from a single source that was strapped to the skin. Each one would then be driven by multiple power supplies, signals working at various frequencies, and data and audio signals could be transmitted over the same power signal.
They can have my skin. It's completely useless.
It doesn't work so well, eh?
It
You'd have to get your
like
money
10
back.
10 minutes.
Oh, God.
It's useless.
Burn and peel, huh? Same with mine.
That's me.
It's totally useless.
I'm molt like a snake. It's just useless.
Oh, yeah. I can't stay out in the sun for any time. Not like I'd really want to, because it's not that great with the little protection we have left of our ozone by whatever means that it's disappearing.
Everybody's like, come out in the sun. I'm like, why? It's hot.
It hot and burns. My skin has a reaction to it, and it's called burning.
Burning.
It's definitely not good. My body is putting up a defense. It's not a natural thing. Thank you.
I'll just stay in the house.
This next one, it's another case of most of the leaks, just like the film, DVDs, the stuff that gets on the internet is always inside jobs. Almost always inside jobs. You wonder how they get such a good copy. AOL worker arrested in spam scheme. Jason Smathers is charged with stealing his employer's subscriber list and selling it. A software engineer at America Online was arrested Wednesday and charged with stealing AOL's subscriber list and selling it to someone sending spam email. So when you get spam, you can blame AOL, or at least a worker for AOL. So you can read that down the page, because I don't want to read that.
No.
Because that's just tedious. And it's, incidentally, it's in the CNN money category. Because everything affects
you. Yes, because
you.
Yeah, we all know AOL lost a ton of money because they couldn't spam all those people themselves.
That's right. They lost it all. Turn in a pirate, turn in a film pirate, get $500. This should have been butted up against the other one. Industry offering employees reward for catching bootleggers. Whew, the fascist state is coming, and it's coming quick. The U.S. movie industry is enlisting theater employees to help combat piracy, offering a reward of up to $500 for every person they catch illegally recording films and report to the police. The Anti-Camcording Rewards Program, which doesn't turn into a catchy little word.
Usually they work on the fancy acronym first, so I don't know about this.
Yeah, so they could have reversed it and just done camcording anti-rewards program and made it CARP, just like the other evil thing.
That worked good.
And it was unveiled Monday by the Motion Picture Association of America, which represents the major studios and National Association of Theater Owners, which spells NATO, and they nicely did that for that one. They concatenated all of them except for the anti-camcording rewards program. So that's just not catchy. Camcording has become a very potent source of piracy. A great majority of films that do show up on the internet downloaded are a result of camcorders. Typically, according to the MPAA, movies are filmed by camcorder during the first few days of their U.S. release, then distributed in digital form worldwide on file-sharing networks and other online outlets. Overseas labs then use the pirated films to create illegal DVDs, which are distributed en masse on street corners around the world. In 2003, the MPAA seized 52 million discs worldwide. All lost sales. Poor
Yes, MPAA. Poor them.
Yeah.
You know,
they should make more money.
I would catch a film pirate, but I'd let them off because they'd be like, dude, if you give me one, I'll let you go.
There you go.
That'd be it. I'd be like, give me a copy and I'll let you go, man. Mm-hmm.
This next one, High Court rejects Jenny Jones case appeal. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal yesterday from the family of a guest murdered days after he admitted a secret crush on another man during the taping of the Jenny Jones show.
I remember this.
This has been dragging on forever. The family of Scott Amadure had won a $29.3 million award against Warner Brothers and the talk show, but the decision was later thrown out. Thank God. A Michigan appeals court ruled against the family last year. An issue is whether a television show or other media can be held liable for incendiary speech uttered by a guest in the course of the program. So they were originally awarded $29.3 million because of what somebody said during the show, which obviously ignited them into killing somebody. I mean, words do that all the time.
Yeah, they do.
It makes you crazy.
Actually.
What?
I said, yeah, they do, actually.
Yeah, they do all the time. He wasn't predisposed to be insane and crazy before, but, you know, once it was revealed on the show, it's all the show's fault, really. Nobody needs to take any accountability for themselves. It's all the music and the video games and the TV shows and stuff. It makes me crazy, but not in the same ways.
Not the same way as it does, say, those people.
Yeah.
Who are crazy for going on a talk show in the first place.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the Jenny Jones show, and everything's going to be peachy keen. Don't deceive yourself. Please,
come on. I'm going to go on national trash television, and it'll all be fine.
I don't understand those people's mentality. But they get flown out for free, they get put up in a nice hotel room, they get paid. That's their incentive, and they go,
well, of course they do, because they all live in trailers and eat macaroni and cheese for three meals a day.
Exactly. So anything besides that is a treat. It's a vacation for them.
Exactly.
And the show is incidental. Oh, I have to be on the show for an hour? Whatever.
Okay.
That's fine.
As long as I get to ride one of them real long cars, it's a good time.
Yeehaw! This one was sent in by Transix. This is the scary link of the night. Bush plans to screen whole U.S. population for mental illness. A sweeping mental health initiative will be unveiled by President George W. Bush in July. The plan promises to integrate mentally ill patients fully into the community by providing services in the community rather than institutions, according to the March 2004 Progress Report entitled New Freedom Initiative. Free the crazy people. While some praise their plan's goals, others say it protects the profits of drug companies at the expense of the public. Bush established the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health in April 2002 to conduct comprehensive study of the United States mental health service delivery system. The commission issued its recommendations in July 2003. Bush instructed more than 25 federal agencies to develop implementation plan based on those recommendations. The President Commission found that despite the prevalence, mental disorders often go undiagnosed and recommended comprehensive mental health screening for consumers of all ages, not citizens, not people of the United States, consumers. Why would he say that?
I'm betting he didn't say that.
Well, it's in quotes. That part is in quotes. So he did say that. That's in the commission.
I still got to hear that from my own ears before he would say that.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
I can't imagine the President of the United States saying consumers. I really can't.
Including preschool children. According to the commission, each year the young children are expelled from preschools and child care facilities for severely disruptive behaviors and emotional disorders. Schools wrote the commission are in a key position to screen the 52 million students and 6 million adults who work at the school. The commission also recommended linkage of screening with treatment and support, including state-of-the-art treatments using specific medications for specific conditions. The commission commended the Texas Medical Algorithm Project as a model medication treatment plan that illustrates an evidence-based practice that results in better consumer outcomes. So it goes on and on.
On and on.
And let me just go to the next link because that was relevant. Oh, that's the actual report. So you can take a little look through there and see if he actually says consumers. If it actually says consumers. So get ready for your government-prescribed drugs. Just like in... what's that movie that starts with an E?
Equilibrium.
Equilibrium. So everybody's happy all the time. Happy, happy, happy people with happy problems.
Everybody should see that movie, by the way, just because it's cool.
It is very cool.
It's very cool.
It takes every movie about government control to another level. You thought it couldn't go to another level, but it does. It's absolutely amazing.
This is like the top of the. This is the top of the line.
You really can't get more than this one. I'm sure somebody else can, but I can't think of it. Next one, gene mutations makes tot super strong. Somewhere in Germany is a baby Superman born in Berlin with bulging arm and leg muscles. This was sent in by Ali, A-L-I. Not yet five, he can hold 7-pound weights with arms extended, something many adults cannot do. He has muscles twice the size of other kids his age and half their body fat. DNA testing shows why. The boy has genetic mutation that boosts muscle growth. The discovery, reported in Thursday's New England Journal of Medicine, represents the first documented human case of such a mutation. The X-Men are coming. Many scientists believe that the find could eventually lead to drugs for treating people with muscular dystrophy and other muscle-destroying conditions.
That's cool.
Very cool. And athletes would almost surely want to get their hands on such a drug and use it steroids to build up, bulk up. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, if you actually clicked on this link, you should see this kid's leg. Oh, my God, it's just muscle.
Well, I certainly believe this because my niece, who's 2 years old,
mm-hmm.
she can lift half her body weight.
Whoa.
No problem.
That's pretty good.
She's mean.
She's mean. She socks you in the leg all the time, huh? Whack.
Yeah, she's pretty rough. I try to stay away from her as much as possible.
She's a big bully. The boy's mutant DNA segment was found to block production of a protein called myostatin that limits muscle growth. The news comes 7 years after researchers at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore created the buff Mighty Mice by turning off the gene that directs cells to produce myostatin. Now we can say myostatin works the same way in humans as in animals, says the boy's physician, Dr. Marcus, a professor in child neurology department in blah, blah, blah. We can apply that knowledge to humans, including trial therapies for muscular dystrophy. Very, very cool. So that is definitely one to watch out for
Universal Soldier babies.
That's the military is definitely looking at that one.
That's awesome.
Quite sure. So there's a lot of very good applications for that and very few bad ones, which is good. New Brunswick to introduce smoking ban. New Brunswick is moving. This is a province in Canada, a very small one.
It's the east side, right?
Yeah, it's on the east side. New Brunswick is moving ahead with a comprehensive province-wide ban on smoking in public places as part of its strategy to curb soaring healthcare costs. The premier introduced the anti-smoking legislation Thursday following a trend started in other parts of the country and in Europe. Once passed, the New Brunswick legislation will take effect on October 1st. Lord says there will be no exemptions. Part of our objective is to encourage people to stop smoking. A lot of our health costs are directly related to life choices we make. The announcement, which applies to all indoor public places, was not a surprise. Lord said earlier this year a comprehensive smoking ban was in the works. So I think that's kind of cool on one front and kind of not cool on the other front. Of course, my libertarian side says, well, you're limiting people's freedoms. They should be able to free to smoke wherever they want. But on the other side, these are...
I wouldn't say wherever they want, but I think most places is okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're still allowed to smoke outdoors.
Well, yeah. But I mean, what's this, there's places, and I don't know how it is up there, but there's places in bars here in the States where you can't smoke.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what's the fucking point?
In BC, it's a mixed bag. At one point, there was a ban on all smoking in bars, and then they repealed that, and now you can smoke in bars, so some of them are half-smoking, some of them are not half-smoking, and there's some with booths that you go into, and some are just smoking wherever you want.
It's like, I can go into a bar and fuck up my brain, but I can't fuck up my lungs.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that part doesn't make sense. And it's an enforcement on a person's business where maybe they should have the ability to make a choice on their own whether they want a smoky building or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's the enforcement for the employees, which don't have a whole lot of choice in the matter. They can either work there and make their money, or they can maybe not find a job elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's both sides to it. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
So there's both sides to the argument, right? And there's very valid points on both sides. So you kind of have to just buckle down, make a choice, and go with it.
That's the way I am. I mean, do I necessarily like smoky rooms? No.
Yes.
But I go into bars because that's my choice.
That's right. So you know it's going to be smoky, so you make that choice to go into the bars.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you make a choice for, you know, make that choice for yourself, don't complain about it later.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's all I'm saying.
It's just the people that can't have a choice, the employees. So I am all for it. Get rid of the smoke. It's stupid. It's useless. It's a bad habit. Just stop smoking, and this maybe will help people a little bit. So I'm all good for that.
Well, I might let it slide, I guess, if people who smoke stop suing the cigarette companies. that shit's got to stop.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was bad. What, are you fucking stupid?
All this smoke inhaling into my body. What? I mean, I'm not supposed to do that?
I mean, there's only a warning on the package for like 60 goddamn years. What, are you dumb?
Go stand over a fire and inhale that for a while. See how you feel. Is that good stuff? No, not so good, is it? Yeah, this is the good smoke that you inhale into your lungs. No.
Good for you.
Yeah, pretty foolish. This next story, CD Trove is proving short on treasures. I laughed and laughed when I read this one. Listening to oldies such as Mr. Bojangles and What's Going On might be a fun music history lesson for school kids in King and Pierce counties. But 413 free copies of Greatest Hits 1971 might prove to be too much of a good thing. And 387 CDs containing explicit lyrics by the late Puerto Rican rapper Big Punisher, along with 356 copies of Staying Power by the late Barry White, weren't high in the public school's wish list. Raunchy music wasn't what anybody in education or the Attorney General's office had in mind when they announced that a windfall of music was coming to public schools and libraries from last year's $143 million antitrust settlement with the recording industry. The industry was accused of selling artificially high prices. Accused? Well, they're convicted of it, aren't they?
Yeah, they've been convicted of that several times.
You don't have
over.
To say accused anymore. Maybe they settled. Oh, settlement. That's why they're still accused.
Here, we'll give you 25 cents back. How about that?
Yeah. Washington State got 115,000 music CDs, which would retail at $1.5 million out of the deal. Boxes of free music began hitting the schools and libraries last week, but some teachers are not sure what they will do with, for example, 114 copies of Meredith Brooks' Blurring the Edges, which includes the Grammy-nominated song, Bitch.
Bitch.
There was truly some gems in there, said Karen Farley, a library media specialist for the Puget Sound Educational... blah, blah, blah. It's just that some of them you look at and scratch your head. Farley's regional district, which covers 35 school districts, received 1,355 copies of Whitney Houston singing The Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah, I can see where they'd pull that one off.
The hit single, which Houston sang before the 1991 Super Bowl at the height of Gulf War, which was 5% of the district's cash.
Yeah, that sold a shitload of records, let me tell you.
One out of 20 of the CDs they got out of the settlement was Whitney Houston singing the Star-Spangled Banner. That is insane.
They don't need that many.
I don't think they do.
I mean, I could teach them one or two, because, you know, there's a music lesson in there somewhere.
That's right.
You know?
It's a...
For the chorus kids.
It's the national anthem. Right?
And a very good one at that.
So, well, it's a very uplifting song. So, you would need
I
a couple of them.
That version's really good.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Well, but that's maybe why it would be a good song to distribute. Probably not 1,300 copies of it.
Not that many, though. That's all I was saying. That's just a few too many.
A little extreme. But you can obviously tell that they just dug in their treasure trove of things and shipped them whatever they had a whole lot of. So that's a little bit silly. Maybe they should have made a bit more diverse.
But that would require effort on their part.
They just went into their storerooms, picked a crate of them, and shipped them off, I'm sure.
Pretty much.
Wilco. I didn't know of this band before I read this. Wilco, too generous for its own good.
I've heard of them.
Okay. Everybody likes creative freedom, unless it means losing money. The indie band Wilco is famous for being generous with its music. It posted its last two albums on a website so fans can listen for free. But Wilco also sampled a chunk of sound from a tiny British record label without permission, according to a recent lawsuit, and now Wilco, or at least its record label, is paying the price. Wilco's critically acclaimed album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot took its name from the Conet project, a four-disc collection of shortwave radio broadcasts. They're not music, but rather the voices of anonymous men and women uttering random-sounding words and letters and numbers that are thought to be secret codes from government agencies such as the CIA and MI5. Probably pretty tedious stuff, but that's beside the point. Somebody likes this band. The recording issued by the small British label Ear Dial Discs have become a cult item among experimental music fans and sell for about $250. The Wilco used about 90 seconds of a Conet track, a woman intoning Yankee Hotel Foxtrot on its song Poor Places without permission. The Erdal Discs then filed a lawsuit against WEA International, the company that owns Wilco's label, Nonsuch. WEA recently agreed to pay past and future royalties on the Wilco album to Erdal. The final irony? Erdal's website said the label adheres to the free music philosophy described as the idea that creating, copying, and distributing music must be as unrestricted as breathing air. The Erdal representative said that the philosophy applies to only private use by individuals and not to corporations seeking to make a profit. So, they didn't make any money, so the people suing them are not going to make any money either.
Okay, waste your time.
It's free for everyone. So that is the last news story of the night. And it's time.
Okay.
Time to open the phone lines. So are we going to do that, say that thing? Or are we gonna, are you going to say on the phone call?
Yeah, on the, it's got to be on the phone, man. It's no good, then. It's not.
Okay. Oh,
go ahead and call him.
Looks like Purden wants... Oh, yeah, Purden wants me to phone him. It says, yo, phone me tonight. I've got a fight story.
Okay.
So let's give Purden a little call. Ringy-ding-a-ding-ding here on the Skype, which is available for Linux people now. And we are on the Skype. You just go to Skype.com, download whatever platform you have. It's free. And we are Rant Radio if you want to add me to your list. And just message me in the IRC if you want to talk. So let's get Purden on the phone. Ring, connecting, 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 connecting. Ringing, ringing. Purden!
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear us?
Smokey, do you have something planned tonight?
I guess
I don't know.
It could be planned. Sort of planned.
Could be planned, or, you know, someone might have brought that on themselves.
Kind of unplanned, but planned at the same time.
Okay, you want to hear my story?
I suppose. That's why you're here.
Tell us a story, Purden. Sit us down and open your book of stories.
Well, I got a job last week at a cabinet making plant.
Somebody gave you a job.
A company named Eurorate.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
So the commute is a half an hour bike ride from my house to the workplace. Friday night, it's around midnight because I work late shift. I'm coming home. Around 12:15, I stop at 7-Eleven because I want a Slurpee. So I leave my bike there since there's no place to lock it up, and I walk in. Now, it's Friday night. Now, all of a sudden, I look to my bike again, and I see a kid touching it. I come back out. I'm wearing steel toe boots, just to tell you. I'm also wearing a heavy backpack. And I have a big, huge cut on my arm that I got from work that day. Now I look to the kid and I go, what the fuck are you doing touching my bike? Get away. He's like, yo, man, I want to take it for a ride. And his friends are laughing. I'm like, no, you walk over there and leave, please. He goes, what you going to do about it? Then all of a sudden, my right foot goes up to his jaw and knocks him out because I'm wearing steel toes.
Whoa.
I swear he gets knocked out of his feet like a foot in the air and lands on his back. I go back into 7-Eleven, grab my Slurpee, comes out, his friends hasn't come to his aid yet. And then I go on my bike and leave.
Those are awesome friends.
Good friends, yeah.
Well, in downtown Poco, we have, like, fake gangsters that think they're all tough and all that. Because it's not like that.
I can't imagine, like, fake ghetto people in Vancouver.
No way.
Oh, my God.
No, this isn't even Vancouver. This is Port Coquitlam, which is where all the rich people are.
That general area. Okay, I've been there. And for those of you who live up there, you have no idea what a ghetto is.
Yeah, it's a hard knock life in the Vancouver ghetto.
Yeah, come to where I live. Come to where I live. I'll show you where the shit flies. It's not where you live, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I heard stories in the States that you hear, like, at least 2 gun bullets a night.
Well, not out where I live, but I can take you to them. It's not very far.
Yeah, I know. So that's just my general fight story. I knocked a kid out with my steel-toe boots.
Well, he obviously was asking for some trouble, and he got it. In the
form
of Burden's steel boot.
I
justify it to myself later.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. So you have a job, right?
Yes.
And how much do you make at said job?
I make $10.25 an hour Canadian, which turns out to be around $8.15 an hour American, somewhere around there.
Okay, and that's before taxes.
It's pretty good rate for somebody his age, actually.
Yeah, so we figure, how long will that take for you to get a video camera to start, you know, taping your show again?
Basically, my first paycheck, because I work full-time. 8 hours.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, there's this problem. We picked up another dumpster show that's better than yours.
I know, I saw it, actually. I want to get a hold of them. That was a kick-ass show.
Yes, it was. But see, the thing is, we only have room for one dumpster show. We don't
Whatever.
Only...
Whatever.
Yeah, we only have room for one dumpster show, and, you know, yours isn't really that good.
I know. And Smokehouse, if you check the Puffin Media chain, Puffin Media website, we have a whole bunch of shows planned.
Okay.
It's okay if we lose divers.
Okay, well, see, that's one thing, but, Sim, go ahead and help me out there, would you, with the, what we have listed there on the format?
What?
The quotes.
Oh. Somebody brought the attention to us some IRC comments made by Purden. And they aren't very
Listen
nice,
up, everybody.
Purden.
Not Listen very up, nice. Everybody.
Oh, I'm not going to say them. You want me to say them?
Oh, yeah. I want your good radio announcer voice.
Okay.
I want a good job here.
Purden says in the IRC, if I was op, not only would I ban Smokey, but all the fucktards as well. Either that or show up to Smokey's and tip him off his wheelchair, then run real, real fast. Or run really fast. There you go.
Did you hear that? He called all you guys fucktards.
No, by fucktards, I mean last night when everyone kept on asking. Is Rat Speed going to be late?
How come I got this sent out to me on like a Thursday then? That's what I want to know.
I was working Thursday. I was never on the IRC Thursday.
I don't know, man. I don't think I got a place for you here because your show's crap and you just called me a fucktard and you called all the people a fucktard and you're going to tip me over
you
my wheelchair.
You know if I was an op, I would ban you first thing, Smokey. You know that.
That's why you'll never be an op, son.
I know. That's why I'm going to go to Sims one place, knock him out, and op myself, then run back home and, like, de-op you and ban you.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even let you knock him out, because that's my job. Okay?
You have to defeat my security system first.
If anybody's going to punch Sim out, it'll be me. Okay.
Sim, you hear that? Smokey's threatening you.
He knows that. We've had this discussion.
He's a bastard. I'm scared.
And you know that I'll tip you off your wheelchair. And I know that you would run me over with your wheelchair. It's common feeling amongst each other.
You know, dude, I really don't think I got a place for you on my station. I really
it's
don't.
It's not your station, Sims.
No, but see, I get to make all the choices of what goes on and what doesn't.
Because you're a radio Nazi.
And Sim doesn't care.
It's like hell!
And besides, everybody he hires, I end up firing anyway.
It's a bad idea to talk down about the station programmer, which is Smokehouse. He makes the
decision.
Wasn't
DJ Pulse the station programmer for a while?
He just gave us music sometimes.
Yeah, he just gave us some music. He has a different title.
He has to take orders from me, too. So, as of now, I really don't have a place for you.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. You just screwed yourself.
Yeah, you do.
Smokey has a place in his heart for you, Perk.
Yes, but right now you're fired. So
I wasn't even hired.
Yeah, Sim hired you, and you did
don't,
one
don't
show.
I get fired? Don't I get like a some sort of thank you package or anything?
Nope.
Yeah, you get
That's
to phone.
Most...
You get to phone in on this show.
Yeah, I get thank you packages to people who like me.
Ooh, I get to phone in on the Smokey, Sim, and Pearden show.
Oh.
Oh, yep. No, yeah, you're really
I didn't right, come man. Up with that name. Some person on the IRC the other, a couple shows back, did that.
If phoning in on the show is so bad, how come you want to do it every fucking week? That's my question.
No, I didn't say it was so bad.
Well, then why did you just put it out like that? Oh, I get to phone in on this show.
Okay,
well,
too much.
What?
Too much drama. Too much drama.
You don't get to anymore. You're done.
I love you, Smokey.
Too much Hug. Drama. Time to go, Purden.
I love you, Smokey. Hug.
I know you do, son, but you're fired. Hi.
See you later. There we go.
That was fun. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
You enjoyed that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was fun for me.
Mean. So mean.
You liked it, too, don't lie.
Oh, that was so mean. Those guys in Poco are pretty nice. But,
yeah, but
you do a show, and you don't do one for 6-8 months, and the first one wasn't that good, and I was hoping for a follow-up very soon after that,
yeah.
Because that would kind of round it out a bit, but they never came through.
Yeah.
And just
sorry, dude.
But you're going to fly again, send in more shows. That one is kind of gone because it never went
See,
anywhere.
It wasn't personal until you called me, said all those things, and called everybody else a fucktard. See, so now it's personal. Why
best not to insult the ops in the channel or your station manager. Bad idea. Bad.
Thanks for playing.
So, anybody else want to phone in?
Thanks, dude. That was fun.
That was fun.
I enjoyed
Somebody
it.
To get back at Pearden, all the punishment he gives us.
Yeah. That'll teach you.
So, let's see. Some... nope. Anybody else in the IRC wants to speak? One more. We'll take one more call. Message me in the IRC. Private message me. And also make sure that you are on the contact list. Private message. Yes, thank you. And you have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ding, 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 ding. Good night. Ding, ding, ding. I should get that. That'd be a good quote. That's from Monty Python, yeah. For people who don't know. Oh.
You know what? He calls us and then everybody gets pissed off, right? And then nobody else wants to. They're like, this show sucks. I'm not calling.
They're all scared. They're actually scared now.
I'm not going to fire the rest of you. The rest of you guys are okay. Besides, you know, I can't fire anyone until Sim hires them, because that's how it works. Everybody he hires, I can.
I see.
That's, well,
I
you
make
can't
all,
lie.
I make
that's
all the bad you, decisions.
It's not your fault. I
mean, I'm programmed that way.
It's not like you don't work hard. You just make poor people decisions from time to time.
Yep, Smokey's one of them, but he can't fire. He can't fire himself. So
yeah. You fire me. Watch what happens. It's you and the onion, buddy.
Me and the onion. I have to do a lot more work, which would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Purden has volunteered to phone in again.
No.
But that's not going to happen. You only get one chance. You got to say your piece while you're on there. That is it. That's all
thank
for the
you.
Show then. Yeah, thank
I'm
you.
I'm tired.
Yeah, oh God, I'm so tired. So, people who had missed it, please, the Porno Beta CD is up. If you want to take a download, it's absolutely free. Free to distribute, free to download, free to send around, free to copy, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link. Go for it. And we are done for this week. Until next week, my eyes.
See you next week. Maybe I'll fire Sim.
Yeah, and then it'll be the Smokey Show.
I'll fire Sean.
Fire Sean.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
He'd never know.
Because he doesn't have a show. Oh, he does have one show.
Yeah, he does have one show.
It's a Polish patrolling show.
You know, if I fired him, he would love me to death.
He'd be like, all this free time. Thank you, Smokey.
I can rest now. Kick ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting slow.
Yeah, they're calling me cripple Nazi in the IRC. That's awesome.
Everyone or just Purden? I only see that
Purden. Purden and some of... Baby Bear called me Angry Cripple. That's
okay.
Good.
Well, that's run of the mill.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
So, we're gone for this week, so if you say goodbye, and I'll say goodbye, and that'll be the end of the show. So
I'm saying goodbye, so, and because it makes no sense, I'm going to say, konnichiwa, bitches.
Konnichiwa. And so tune in next week at 11 p.m., or whatever your time translates to, for Rant Speak, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, tune in, listen to us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight, and it feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.